September 10th, 2023. Can you believe it? I can't either. What's going on? Somebody hit the gas pedal and I went off of this thing. We did a memorial service for Betty Beanston yesterday, and her life was celebrated. And I got to make a promise with you guys, or ask you. Promise me no more passing away. I'm going to miss you guys too much. That was not okay. But it was a great service. We have some things coming up. One Tuesday, we have our monthly prayer meeting. Yep. In the nursery. I pulled off the all the tags from the cross a couple weeks ago, and I have them in a box. I'll give them to you after the service, so then you can maybe hand them out to anybody who shows up on Tuesday. And it's from 6:30 to 7:30. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
In the nursery. And if you can't come to the campus physically, please join with this, I don't know what we call ourselves, family, I guess, probably, this church family, and be in prayer about our role as God's kingdom outpost right here. Saturday night gathering last night went really well. And people keep asking, can I go to that? Here's a pop quiz if you can go to that. Do you like to eat food?
Yes.
You can go to that. that's why I go. I'll be honest with you. But then the worship and the small group it's basically a small group with some food, and it's kind of a large group that breaks into small groups. And we study the same text that we're studying this morning. Anything else? Tuesday, the next Saturday, we're hosting Los Ranchos Presbytery. Nope, that's two Saturdays. This Saturday, we're getting Thursday and Friday, we're getting the floors waxed. Because in two Saturdays, we're having the Presbytery meeting. Anything else I'm missing? There's a Wednesday's lunch bunch. Am I missing that? Did that already happen? Wednesday's Bible study's kicking off. Wednesday and Thursday. Daytimers is back in full swing. And Chuck was missed. We're praying for him and recovering of his toe surgery. But he's here today, and so he looks like $1 million. Today's grandparents. I feel like there's more than one grandparents' day. Is there? No? This is it? Okay, that's happy grandparents' day. Maybe three cheers for grandparents. Hip, hip. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
That's pretty good. Well done, guys. I think that's about it. Let's stand up and give each other the holy fist bump, and I'll call us back together and do a call to worship. Would you please stand with me as we do our call to worship? And we're going to do it a little different. We'll do it as a call and response, and we'll do it three times. I'll say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and you will respond with, let us rejoice and be glad in it. You ready? This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Thank you.
Well, guess who we have with us this morning? How many of you recognize this drummer? Probably half of you. Okay. Wayne, who ran sound here forever and plays drums at so many other churches, is here with us in Dusty's absence. We're happy to have him here, and we're going to worship with you in this style for the next 10 minutes or so. So let's worship together.
I am free.
unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone. Oh, sing it out.
Thank you, band. What a beautiful message to start off with today. Jesus said, "Those who humble themselves will be exalted." With humble hearts, let us now approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Pray with me. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of help, grace, help us to admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. It is Christ who said, "I will never leave or forsake you." Our righteousness is found in Christ alone, a gift of God by faith. So we come to Christ, and there we find the assurance that in confessing our sins, we are forgiven. Beloved people of God, believe the good news. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Some pointless road to nowhere.
the battles I would face. Forever running, losing the race. Were it not for grace. So here is all my praise, expressed with all my heart, offered to the friend who took my place and ran the course I couldn't even start. And when he saw in
Tim, where would we be were not for grace, right? I have a sermon about that, but I won't give that. I'll stick to my guns here. Okay, we're in a series and we're studying the book of Psalms. We studied Psalm 1 last week and we're studying Psalm 124 this week. Some people might say, what happened to those 120 whatever ones that you did? I based this sermon series off of y'all. That's Texan for second person plural. I asked what some favorite psalms, and these are from some favorite psalms of this local outpost of God. And this is I love this one. This is a psalm of ascent. And like I said last week, Psalms is so different than all the other books. It's like reading somebody's journal. And there's such passion. And I think application, even before we get to the text, is an invitation from me to dive into the Psalms. Not only today, in your life. I think there's a reason why Billy Graham read two psalms a day and one proverb a day for most of his life. There's something about this book that transforms us from the inside out. It's like a secret weapon for the Holy Spirit to use. Because these are songs, these are worship snapshots for every time and every place. And Psalms of Ascent, if you haven't read the book by Eugene Peterson and you'd like to read, definitely do. It's a long obedience in the same direction. And it's a commentary basically on the Psalms of Ascent. And some of what I preach is really inspired by that book. People told me to read that book. It's been out for 10, 15 years, and I didn't do it. And I regret it. Because as I've been preparing for this, it's my favorite book on the Psalms, heads above everything else. Another thing I want to say before we dive into this psalm is the Psalms of Ascent. Has anybody been to the Holy Land? We got a lot in my hands. And you went to Jerusalem probably, right? Jerusalem is up from everywhere. So Psalms of Ascent were sung by the Hebrew nation, were sung by the Hebrew people as they went to Jerusalem for those two holy days that happen once a year. One is Yom Kippur, which happens in October. It's coming up, the Day of Atonement. And the other is Passover. So twice a year they'd be going up these hills, going towards Jerusalem, and they would sing these. Have you been to a holy space before? Anybody been to Forest Home? Anybody been to any fill-in-the-blank Christian camp? Nope. Some people are saying nope. No, I want to prove you wrong, Jason. Have you been to the Grand Canyon? Okay. There's places that have this sense that you walk in there and you walk on this land and you get this presence of God. You get this awe. You get this. This is special. As you go up to Jerusalem, we were on this tour bus, and it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Every single person on the tour bus started crying. Everyone. It's just this presence that drops. Thousands of years. How long has this country been a country? A couple hundred. A couple thousands of years, people walked up this hill crying out to God. And it's stamped, it's marked. Let's read 124, Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel say now, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how about you play the role of Israel? Because I think that's a call and response section in Scripture right there. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel say, read it with me. Oh, that says free as a bird. Okay, free as a bird. Everybody would have said free as a bird. That would have been fun. Let's read verse 2 together. If had not... And then I'll keep reading. Then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, my friends, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. This is the word of the Lord. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, thank you for David the psalmist. Thank you that he puts into words things that we have struggled with. I pray that you would speak through me this morning by your Spirit. And I pray that any words that come from me would be quickly forgotten, but the words that come from you would bring us life. And all God's people said, this is a different psalm. This is a different psalm. A lot of psalms, they raise up your gaze. This psalm, the psalmist invites us to stare into the pain, to see God in the suffering. Eugene Peterson, in his book, he starts this chapter with a story of him being a pastor and everyone coming up to him and asking him, why do bad things happen to good people? And he says, I always feel like I'm God's defendant. And that puts me in a role that I'm not supposed to be in. This psalm doesn't defend God. The psalm testifies to God. The psalm calls it as it is. The truth. The psalmist, David, he has in his mind two images. He's got an image of the flood. Have you ever seen flood? Have you ever seen water rush in? You can look it up on YouTube. It's destruction. It's powerful. It's like fear inspired. Speaking of Forest Home, I worked up at Forest Home, and every once in a while they would have flash floods, and they say, get away from the river. And we had a couple bridges that go across the river. It wasn't even raining. It wasn't even raining when we were near the river. It was raining up in the canyon. And all of a sudden, you hear, and the world started shaking. And I'm like, what is that? It's the river coming down, and it's boulders. Usually it's a dry riverbed, and there's these huge boulders. And it would take everyone plus some strong people to move them. There are huge boulders in the middle of this riverbed. And it just starts going. And I was like here and maybe my office. Everybody know where my office is? And we were on higher ground. And I was like, we are too close. And we got out of there. God has saved his people. Has he saved you? Are those near-death experiences in your mind? Are those little minute decisions that you say, hey, God, would you help me do this? And if you had gone a different way, your life would be totally different. Are those in the forefront of your mind? Because they're in the psalmist. And then his second image, I can only imagine it's a dragon. It's something big. It's something beastly. And it's something that has teeth. And he says, not only did you save me from the flood, you saved me from my enemies, and you saved me from the world's teeth. And that which they were going to use to trap me, the snare, you came in and you broke it. You broke it. Have you ever seen one of the strong men break something? No? The phone book. How do they do that? They just rip it in half like it's butter. Think of the God of the universe ripping through any obstacle that's trying to take you down. That's what the psalmist is singing as he's going up this hill to worship God. And then you get to the sweet stuff. Verses 7 and 8. He set us free. Danny, we sang two songs, both right on the money. Free. We're free. Absolutely free. What is free like? What does freedom look like? Everybody say, look at me. What does freedom look like? Look at me. We're free. We're absolutely free. Not only because we're in a country that defended our freedom, but our spiritual freedom is rooted in, and we're going to get to that in a second, in God Himself. But we're absolutely free. Do we act free? Terry, during our worship service, or worship set, you said, would you please sing a little louder? He put it a little more harshly. Sing louder! Free people sing. Free people dance. Another snapshot of being over the Holy Land. I was with a bunch of recovery folk. We're at the place where Jesus did Sermon on the Mount. One of the members that was with our group just dove on the ground and started rolling around. And we're like, dude, what are you doing? He said, Jesus was here. Our Lord Savior was here. The guy who set me free was here. By the way, Sermon on the Mount, it's volcanic rock, so it's black. Big surprise. But it made our friend Ben look a little different. But he was covered in the dust of his rabbi. He celebrated his freedom. What would we were just singing it. I remember I was up at Forest Home again. There's another Forest Home story. There's a guy, Hans Peters, I think was his name. He's from Sweden or something, and he gets up and he preaches after we just sang a couple songs similar to what he said. Be careful what you're singing. You could be condemning yourself. Everybody was like, what? We sat as everybody's saying, this makes me stand. This makes me free. We're free to do stuff. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be free to live for God. That's what we sang earlier. That's just a free challenge. My wife probably didn't like that section. Okay, so we draw hope from our past. We draw hope from the fact that God has saved and always saves. We draw hope from the truth that we're set free. We've escaped. He's even destroyed the things that could ensnare us. Jesus, right? He died that death might be killed. And then the psalmist moves to, where is our help found? Where is our help found? It's found in the name. Our identity is found in the name. Let me read this again. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. You know what song is playing in the back of my head? You could probably guess it if you're a classic rock fan. Freebird. You guys are starting to know me. I love that. I feel known. I feel seen. I feel loved. Cindy, right there. That three guitar solo at the end, that's playing at volume 11 in the back of my mind. Free as a bird. And then the drums. Wayne, play that riff in a minute. No, I'm just kidding. Free, we're free as a bird. And this last verse is John Calvin's favorite verse in the whole Bible. Our help is in the name of the Lord. He could have just ended it there. The psalmist could have ended it there, right? Our help is in the name of the Lord. Because what makes him Lord? He's Lord. But then he puts a cherry on top. Our hope is in the name of the Lord, the maker of everything you see. Look to your right. God made that. Look to your left. God made that. Look to your... Oh. Man made that. Who's made by God. So God made that. It not only gives us strength in the dark, but when we're around the corner, when we're going into the dark, it gives us somewhere to look. Don't you forget, ever, that God made it all. Do you think the maker of it all has it under control? Yes or no? Absolutely. I can see why John Calvin thinks this is the best verse in the Bible, because that's a truth you can go to the bank on every second of every day. Should I be worried? I'm running low on cash. God made it all. Should we be worried as a church? We're a little behind in the finances. God made it all. Applications. Connect with the psalmist. Go home and read a different psalm. Read this one over. Connect with the psalmist. Connect in the dark pain. I love that about this psalm as well. We don't pretend it's all sunshines and roses. Life's hard? True. Our God's bigger? True. Connect with the name above all other names. Connect with the maker of heaven and earth, and remember, 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 remember the times that he has spared you. Pray with me. God, thank you for saving us. Thank you for bringing us through our valleys and through our low places, our dark places. Thank you for being bigger. Thank you for smashing the snares. Thank you for saving us from the floods and from the beasts and from the dragons of life. Be our God. You've been our God. Be our God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And all God's people said. Let's stand. Let's stand and sing, "Be Still My Soul." for the offering before you pass offering plates. Hold on a second. These guys are chomping on the bit. This morning's offerings, tithes and gifts, are now received, and I'm saying it as fast as I can, and then let's hear some music. Would you please put your hands out and I'm going to pray over this offering. God, you make it all. Everything on heaven and earth, and you give it. You give it so graciously, and I thank you for that. I pray that you would continue to use us as your servants. I pray that you would use these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings to your glory. And all God's people said, let's sing Doxa.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. At times the world sure doesn't feel like that, does it? It can feel uncertain. And our futures feel unpredictable. And this is the time that we take our prayers and our praises and our petitions to the Lord of all creation, who promises us that He wants what's good for us. Will you please pray with me? Holy and merciful God, you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning,
and the heavens are the work of your hands. We see the glory of your creation and the majesty of the ocean and the forests and the artistic hues in the sky at sunset. We trust that you have the whole wide world and everyone in it in your hands. We lift up to you the country of Morocco and its citizens. In the wake of the 6.8 earthquake, already more than 2,000 are reported dead, with the death toll rising. And we wonder, Lord, how can something so tragic upend the lives of many who have so little to begin with? We pray for haste in the recovery efforts to find victims buried by the rubble. We pray for first responders from around the world to react quickly. Make their path straight, O Lord. We pray for the safety of all engaging in the rescue effort. We pray for sustenance and mercy for any who may be trapped. And we pray for your comfort on those who lost loved ones, healing for those who are injured, and mercy for all who are feeling vulnerable and scared. Mightily be with each one who needs you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for the safety of those living on the eastern seaboard as Hurricane Lee is gathering strength and headed towards us. We pray for the anticipated jet stream that will keep Hurricane Lee from reaching our shores. May it be so. We pray too, Father God, for all those suffering from the prolonged heat wave in our country. Phoenix is almost 2 months straight of temperatures over 110. Keep those affected safe and cool, we pray, and quell the extreme heat with your mighty right hand, in Jesus' name. Tomorrow marks 22 years since the attack on the United States on 9/11. May we always remember the loss and the scars, continuing to pray for the families who lost loved ones. And we pray for the healing that comes only from you, Father. Lord, we pray for cooperation and collaboration between world leaders at the G20 summit as they gather to discuss and strategize solutions for our global economy, climate change, and other important mutual issues. Give them wisdom and a spirit of partnership to work together to solve these important concerns. O Lord, at times when tragedy strikes, you mobilize your community around those in need. We pray for your hand of comfort and peace on Presbytery Vice Moderator David Beery and his twin daughters in the wake of the loss of his wife in a fatal car accident this week. No words can express the feelings of bewilderment and loss. It all seems so unfair and random. Wrap your arms around the Beery family and be with all of us who grieve. Father, we continue to pray for your hand of healing on our brothers and sisters in Christ, on Georgina, Brian, Terry, Amber, Chuck, Pat, Buzz, Keith, Patty, and Kevin. Be with each one, we pray, anointing them with the healing elixir of your Holy Spirit. Surround and keep them in Jesus' name. for we know the plans that you have for each one of us. Plans to prosper us and not harm us. Plans for hope and a future. Holy God, we join with believers through the ages, united in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand if you are able for our sending hymn, O God, our help in ages past.
That last verse was so good we just had to sing it twice. Amen? You know what today is? Today's Betty Beanston's birthday. She's in the kingdom triumphant and she's in her eternal home. But somehow I think she's here too. That's how it works, right? Goosebumps all over and I'm going to miss that family member. I love this team, by the way. Well selected hymns, Sharon, and Amy, that prayer, and offering folk. You guys rock. Hopefully I'll see you next week, but for now, right now, receive this benediction. Quiet yourselves. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of His Holy Spirit guide and direct you. And may the peace of Christ, which is way outside the realm of our earthly understanding, give you peace. A peace that blows this world away. Today, tomorrow, and forevermore, may it be so. Amen.